Meanwhile, we have had regular meetings with Don Trump. Regular meetings. Now, what happens in these meetings? On November 8th, last fall, J.W. got an email from the White House. Now, he doesn't know Trump, but they signaled him to go to a hotel in Atlanta, and Trump will be there. So J.W. goes over there, November 8th, and it's a room filled with media, and Trump is there to convince black Atlantic people in Atlantis, black people, African Americans, to join the Republican Party. That's the ostensible purpose. But in the media room, with every word, wink and nod that he was communicating being recorded, he just ignored all that and walked over to JW. And all he said was, "How's Carolyn's work going?" So he said, that was code, because he knows how Carolyn's work's going. You just call up Emory University and they'll tell you. So that was November 8th. A week later, November 16th, Don Trump is whisked off to the Walter Reed Center for a checkup. And people have been looking at this odd thing. What? He doesn't need a checkup, or he just had one. It doesn't make sense. Well, it turned out the White House has denied, well, doesn't acknowledge this, but Trump was poisoned by ricin. But he survived, because he knew being in our products saved him. The doctors didn't understand it. And there was, he has a food taster, 46-year-old man, who died many hours later. If a food taster is protecting you, they got to die pretty quickly. You're not going to wait around 5 hours to see if he dies before you eat the food. So Trump didn't wait. He ate the food. He got poisoned, went to the Walter Reed Center, and then the taster died a few hours later. So that was November 16th. And I just saw on the, somebody sent a YouTube to me where they were talking about this Walter Reed situation. It came up again in the news. So a month later, December 12th, J.W. was driving around Atlanta. And he got out of his car, then he came back to his car, and he sits down in front of the steering wheel, and then he starts to feel vertigo and dizzy. So as he's falling over, he calls his bodyguard. He's about 5 minutes away. The bodyguard gets there and whisks him off to Emory University, the hospital, which is monitoring JW. And they do whatever they do there, pump out his stomach or something. And he's fine in a few hours, even though it was a very deadly poison, ricin, R-I-C-I-N. And so the doctors are puzzled how JW survived that. But JW knew why he survived it. Then a month later, on January 16th, JW's driving his wife home as he's going to go on to an appointment at the hospital. But his wife says, "No, no, no, I want to come with you. I want to see what the doctor says about your strange body." So they go, and they're sitting in the doctor's office. All of a sudden, his wife starts to get dizzy and falls over. But he said, you haven't seen the speed of the people in the doctor's office. They saw that something was happening to his wife, so they whisked her away, and she was being pumped out within 5 seconds. Fortunately, they were in a hospital, so the environment to do that was nearby. Well, if she had not gone to the hospital with JW, she would have gone home, he would have dropped her off, and then the poison would have affected her, and she would have been dead, would have died all by herself. So that was January 16th. Now, this is me and Carolyn, this is our business partner. This is a tax on us as we bring forth Lockdown Bob Rule. So a couple months later, on March 3rd, Donald Trump is driving around Atlanta. Not Donald Trump, JW. And he leaves his car, goes, does something, and he comes back, and the cops are surrounding his car looking at some strange situation where somebody drove up and shot out all the windows in JW's car. And the bullets, you could see that they had entered and destroyed the glass, but there's no exit holes. And there were no bullets. In other words, where were the bullets from and where did they go? Well, apparently it was interdimensional. We got interdimensional factors happening here. Meanwhile, Jay Dillon comes out, and the cops are around his car, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. So they decide it's a raid shooting or whatever. And JW doesn't press charges. He doesn't want to draw attention to himself. So he just lets it ride, and it's sort of forgotten about. I don't know what level the police made a note of it. So that was March 3rd. The next day, Carolyn writes a blog and sends it to the White House. They're interested in what she has to say. And that's Wednesday, March 4th. Then on March 5th or 6th, Thursday or Friday, I haven't got an exact memory of which day it was, at noon hour, JW's buddy are in a diner, and all of a sudden JW's buddy gets a phone call from the White House, and the White House says Trump is in Atlanta, he wants to meet with JW again. So they have a meeting, and I didn't know about this, but a few hours later I had some photos sent to me by JW of Air Force One and his car nearby at the an old airport in Atlanta that was just reopened, sort of a rundown place. But the basic is a whole drama of how he gets there and going through the traffic. But when he gets there and Trump shows up, Trump walks straight over to JW, ignoring everybody else that were lined up, private citizens. There was six women lined up in their Sunday best clothes, and Trump ignored them. He goes straight over to JW and he says, "The CDC is full of shit." And then he makes a very personal statement to JW, indicating he knows stuff about JW's personal life. And he and JW laugh about that. And then Trump turns around and says, "Okay, boys, let's go." So like John Wayne, they jump back into this Trump's car, which is called the Beast, and they take off. So that's JW's experience the second time with Trump. And then he's escorted back to his home, and the traffic is blocked up because Trump was coming through the city anyways. He was visiting the CDC center, and the traffic was backed up till 9 at night, but the Secret Service escorted JW right to his home, so it was no big inconvenience. So we haven't had any communication from Trump since then. That's March 5th or 6th. So Trump was very involved over the last 2 months, April, May, 3 months? April, 2 months, with the hot seat in the coronavirus plague. And IM basically said that Trump was starting to talk to us directly, not only because he's on the products, but he wants to show that he is interested in what we're developing with our free electric energy, endless electricity device, because the Queen, the Pope, Putin, and other people are courting us too and are on our products. So the elites of the religions of the world are looking at what they might think is a new religion showing up, us. But we do not intend to be a religion. We're going to be something very different. So that's what's been happening over the last 6 months that's been discussed on the show. And I would be surprised if you believed any of this.
But anyways, we are effectively in charge right now. It's up to us how we're going to release our stuff. And that's why when Trump met with JW in November 8th last fall, he just had one question. How's Carolyn's work coming? He wanted to know, what has Carolyn done? What is she releasing that he didn't know about? Because he knows that's where the action is. And a lot of his decisions about how he reacted to the virus and then hydrochloroxine and zinc and all these things and what he's doing for now, for this week, about the riots, it all comes from him judging and assessing what Ion says on our shows. Now, that's really – we're the top advisors to Trump. Now, nobody's going to believe that, but you might know enough to know that this probably is true because we have Ion. And there are a lot of scientists who know what we're doing, respect it. There are companies waiting to be part of the investment level of it. So somehow we've convinced a lot of people – including the Pope and the Queen and Putin and Saudi Arabian assholes. Anyway, I mean, so there's a lot of exciting things, but I understand more and more now how we are in charge.
Right.
Because Carolyn, she sent an email to Trump. JW's car got shot up on March 3rd. On March 4th, she sent an email to him. And a day or two later, Trump immediately met with JW in Atlanta about what Carolyn said. See? So there's the White House responding immediately.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. The last time I was on, you had mentioned that pot shots at you, pot shots at JW, any other stuff that's happened since then?
Well, to run through real quickly, November 8th, JW met with him. He says, all he says in a room of media in a hotel in Atlanta, he knew that everybody was listening to everything he could say with all the super mics. So he walks over to JW in the medium mel, whatever that word is. Yeah, they're all gathering around him. And,
And
so he all he says to JW, and rather softly, he just says, how's Carolyn's work going? And then he turned away. Okay. That's all he said. Right. And he had asked JW to be there to communicate. But that was Trump. I see that he was saying, I know the Queen and the Pope are interested. We want to say, Bob, we're interested. We want you to know that we are watching and keep us in the loop.
Okay,
a week later, he gets poisoned. And then a month later, JW gets poisoned, and he survives that. And Trump knows he survived because of our products. And then on January 16th, JW's wife got poisoned, and she survived, no problem. And we then talked to Ian about who did it. We know who did it and why they're doing it. And then they shot up his car, or strangers, apparently, and the cops thought this was weird. The interesting point about it is that the bullets came in, blew out the windows, but there's no exit holes, and there's no bullets. So that brings in an interdimensional level, and I asked Ian, is that true? And they said yes. Now, that would be the angel part of the tech body, right? The angels, or their affiliates, or people they can control, were attacking us. But Ian says angels can't stay in our world very long. They just nip in and nip out. They can't take it. So that might explain why they were off on shooting. I mean, JW wasn't even in the car when they did it. And they were trying to kill JW.
What would their motivation be?
Well, the angels are, they know it's me and JW. And, you know, the three of us are kind of like the dark soul. I'm the figure for it. Carol's doing other things. But they're against what we're going to do because we're going to help people ascend.
Okay.
And so they're fighting us. And we got the tech body half working for us, the 311s, because they're tricking the angels. But Ian is a bit ambivalent about where the tech body on the technology level, or you might call it social mortar level, where it's going to go. Ian's not sure what we got by the tail, right? 811s got the 311s by the tail. And that's the interesting thing about technology. It just unfolds and has unforeseen effects all through its existence. That's the way technology, as McLuhan did the inventory of. Okay, so then that was March 3rd, blew out the car. The cops decided it was just road rage, and JW didn't press charges, so it was just forgotten about. And that was fine for JW. But meanwhile, the university, Emory University, they don't let anybody in the hospital right now, like I guess most hospitals. But they keep letting JW in and his family, because they're studying very closely what's going on in his body, because they know the products we're taking are doing something, and they want to figure out how to make the products themselves. They don't want to be controlled by us. But in the end, they're going to be controlled by us, because they're not going to be able to do it. So
well, why would JW let them look at him? Why would JW allow
them to be?
Because he
knows this will convince them to support our stuff, because they'll figure out that they can't make it without us, without Carolyn. And so JW's just yesterday he went in and they analyzed his fucking parents who have very weird blood and everything now. And he brings them in and they go through this whole procedure of being allowed in the hospital, and then they're the only ones in there. And it's been that way for several months now. So they're looking at these lab rats, and JW, he can see a lot more than, you know, humans can. So he is getting great charge out of it. He likes watching this and doing it. So they put our products on their what's called the codex in the doctor part of the university, in the hospital part. It's there for people to use, but nobody knows about it. Just JW's family uses it. So that's going on in the hospital. So the next day after the shooting, Carolyn emailed an idea to Trump. 2 days later, he met with at the airport, the old airport, who J.W. talked, Ian talked about tonight. Remember, he started talking about his old funny airport, or I'm pretty sure that was the one. It's a used airport in Atlanta that they've reopened lately. So okay. J.W. sent me a photo that night. I didn't know he was meeting because it all happened spontaneously. He got a call in the diner at noon hour, said, come over here and see Trump. So they went over there, and he sent pictures of J.W.'s car, and in the distance you can see Air Force One, but there's a fence. And J.W. said they had to go quite far to circle around to get to the plane. And when they went into wherever the plane was, there was nobody there, and the media was down on the basement floor. So that's right. Where Trump met with J.W. alone, relatively alone. And he said one thing to J.W. He said two things, but the second thing I can't say. But the first thing he said, I've just been to the – J.W. knew he'd been at the CDC. That's even in the news. He visited the Center for Disease Control, whatever it's called, and he comes up to J.W. and he says, the CDC is full of shit. Now, that's March 5th or 6th.
Right.
In my email post about it, I say March 5th, but I think it was actually March 6th. I thought it was Thursday. It was Friday. Anyways, and they even have somebody, Greg Duffelbag, he scrounged around and he got the White House schedule for that day, and there it was. Trump was in Atlanta two times. And the first time was 3:30, and then the second time was at 5:30. And the 3:30 was after he went to the CDC. So I asked J.W. what time did they meet? He said, yeah, it was about 3:30. So that was on the schedule that's published. And so they went to CDC. Then they came and saw J.W. and said that, he said, the CDC's full of shit. Now, that's April, May. That's 3 months ago. That's why Trump had the confidence to start not listening to Fauci so much and going for Carolyn's suggestions. Because he
thought, what did Carolyn suggest?
The first thing was the Chinese studies on vitamin C. Carolyn saw Chinese studies on it, and they were doing it in their issue. And so she thought, well, that's real enough. Maybe Trump will pay attention to it. And it was. And there were three things that Fuckface did. He said, CDC's full of shit. And he said, we're very happy with what Carolyn suggested. Looks possible. We're going to do that. And then he made a third very personal statement about J.W. that showed that they got J.W. totally under surveillance and they know what he's doing, every move. But it was said jokingly. Very funny statement that Trump. So for me, what I hear, Trump's pretty interesting, smart, lively, locker room humor kind of guy. You know what I mean? He's a good old boy.
Yeah, for sure. So
then it came back a month later. Ian told Carolyn that of her recommendation – they developed 13 trials, and 17 were based on Carolyn's suggestions. So there's billions of dollars went into what Carolyn did. Now, we don't care what they do and spend. We know our stuff's the answer and new stuff we're going to make. So they're just going to come around full circle, do their research, sort of get something, but it won't work. And I think Ian said that Trump – yeah, this is public. Trump is going to come up a couple of private sessions ago – Trump's going to make a breakthrough. They're going to get something. And he's going to say it's a vaccination. And people are going to look at it. That's not a vaccine. That's not a vaccination. He said, well, fuck you then. Those who don't care whether it's a vaccination or not are going to take it and they'll live and you won't. So it'll be odd and people will do it. And I said, well, wasn't Carolyn supposed to cure everybody? And Ian says, no. What he does, what Trump does, you bring in what Carolyn has, will stabilize the curing effect of the vaccination. So it wouldn't last long without Carolyn's stuff. So Carolyn's will stabilize the breakthrough stuff. This is the first little man insight we got back in 2010. Ian was telling us about the answer to cancer and what it will do. But Ian said, people, little man needs contrast. They will create worse cancers and worse crazy stuff to counter the fact you solved their cancer problem. So little man's perverse. They're always going to fuck things up. So that's an example of it's more complicated. Like the kids aren't taught, oh, boy, you know, you'll invent something and cure something. They aren't told, oh, by the way, you'll have it good for 2 or 3 years. Then little man will fucking go into some other problem and make it even worse. And you're thinking, well, it won't work anywhere. But they don't tell you that part of human nature. They're gonna have it. It's gonna work, but it won't stay. It will have no staying power. You're gonna need what Carolyn has to build on what they broke through, and that'll create staying power. So this is the kind of complexity we deal with Ion. This ain't no fucking joke mediumship.
Why did Carolyn lose the CV-19?
What she thought she was doing. All of a sudden she doesn't do that stuff, the OA movements or the keys and errors. But a few months ago, she suddenly got it in her head, I want to learn the keys and errors, because she had more time to do stuff. She didn't have a lot of work issues to deal with because it's getting quite balanced. And so she learned them. And then pretty quickly, Ion said to her in private sessions that, you know, Carolyn, you're very good at it, as you always do. You're actually super powerful at this. You're doing stuff with the keys and errors no one else has really done before. So Carolyn didn't know what that meant. She said, oh, that's nice. Didn't pay any attention, but she kept practicing them. And then eventually she started doing the OA movements, but that's only recently. Okay, so she's doing them and just enjoying them. She does them when she goes on her walk, okay? I don't know what she looks like. It looks like she's punching the air or saying stuff. I don't know what she's doing.
Right.
And doing the Rocky thing, you know, from 76.
Right, right.
So all of a sudden the coronavirus thing happens. And we're talking about it, and Carolyn says, well, it's just the fucking flu. It's flu season. They don't want to call it the flu for other reasons, but it's not even as bad as the flu. And she went on with that for a couple of sessions. And then Ion said, okay, Carolyn, we need to tell you something. No, it's not the flu. It's something different. It's going to get worse. It's okay. It's sort of okay now. It'll cause a bit of a problem, but it's going to get worse. And you caused it. You should have heard me laugh at that one. So I look back at her, and she's shocked. And she, what do you mean I caused it? She said, you were so powerful with your keys and errors that the angels got a hold of what you were doing unknowingly and grabbed it and nailed the Chinese with it. Now, here's what the other level of practical sequence. Carolyn, her building was getting harassed by the FDA several times, and for no reason. Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So after a while, Carolyn, after the more recent incident, which was, I don't know when this was, January, December, don't know when this action happened, she said, fuck you. She might have said to Ion, would you smoke the FDA for me? And I don't know what they did. I don't think they did anything, and I don't know if she said that. But we didn't know, but she, quote, cursed the FDA with the appropriate errors and keys. You know, you can use, if you know the definitions of each one, you know how to apply them to the appropriate situation.
Right.
Well, she took what she thought was the appropriate one and made a gesture at the FDA. And she didn't know that the angels were lurking, and because she didn't know and didn't have full control of it, they took it, took the energy. And why did they go after the Chinese? Now, there's something I can't say about where the virus came from, in the Wuhan lab. But the angels, the angels for some reason went after the Chinese, and maybe because the antibiotic industry comes out of China, they were sort of helping China, helping Carolyn, so they went after the antibiotic thing because they knew Carolyn didn't like the Chinese antibiotics industry. That might have been a factor. But what happened, Ion said, then humans started to hear about it, and the humans got a hold of it and blew it up on the tech body, typing and screaming and yelling and worrying about it. That was a big factor in its spread, the humans themselves, through the tech body. So that's why Ion eventually said, when we asked what caused it, he said the tech body. Well, that's people getting involved and typing the story and making noise about it. So, okay, after a while, Carolyn accepted that she had done it. Then, because she liked the side effects, she liked the lockdown, she liked the fact that hospitals were not going to come back, and she got what she wanted. Death by modern medicine has been stopped, so to speak, in the hospitals, in the antibiotics, and all the stuff she's against. And meanwhile, she's in charge at Emory University. So she unconsciously got some benefits from it. Do you know what I mean? She didn't know this would happen. Well, she just thought, tell that FDA, get them out of my face. Don't bother Ginny. and stay out of it. She didn't know she revolutionized medicine, which has happened over the last 2 months, because the hospitals went on display, they fucking killed people, and their image is gone of any kind of charisma there. Now, here's the big part that came out eventually, privately, for me and Carolyn. That famous female researcher in Wuhan, the leader of the team, she's very controversial. You know about her? I don't know if she's even alive anymore, but she was the one that the documentaries would show. She was the leader of the lab and doing all the research. If you remember back in 2010, 2011, a bunch of AIDS, the top AIDS researchers in the mainstream world, were going to New Zealand or Australia for a conference. And the plane disappeared. And they never found the plane. And so we asked, oh, is this another one of these disappeared planes that Ian talked about, went to another world? And Ian said, yes, this one was sent to another world. In China they went to. And so the AIDS people having the conference were waiting for the top guy to come, and he never came. So that was a news story. Plane has AIDS researchers and disappears. So it seemed to have just been forgotten about. And so I asked Ian, what do the researchers who went to another world think? And Ian says, they were told that they were on a more important mission than the AIDS, solving the AIDS thing, and they had to go to China and work in a lab. So they're doing that, and they don't know they're in another world. Though they might, I don't know, they're probably puzzled that they can't get hold of their relatives. So I don't know how that's solved or what happens there. Maybe fake relatives, maybe they meet fake versions of their relatives in the other world. Okay, so that was said years ago, and I said, for some reason Ian told me that all happened because the top AIDS researcher had gotten some RNA drops, had treated AIDS successfully, and he was going to announce this at the conference, and nobody knew except him, or maybe his buddy. And so Ian said, we weren't going to have that. That's Carolyn's baby. They're not going to announce it and make it theirs. So that's why Ian sent the plane into another world and set up this whole scenario, however Ian does it, where they think they're working on something else more important. Okay, so now we have the coronavirus and all this, you know, 8 years later. And one day I'm thinking, wait a minute. That lab that they're researching on, were they researching our stuff? And I said, bingo. So the coronavirus came out of research being done in the Wuhan lab on our stuff, more people trying to do it, not knowing they have to have non-physical ion to do it, but they don't believe that or know or care. They're going to try and make it. And so they made some perverted fucking thing that accidentally got out of the lab. Or maybe other reasons I hasn't said why it got out of the lab. But it came from research on our stuff on that missing plane. Now, how's that for a great ending to a story?
When you said our stuff, you guys have a lot of things you're working on. Which in particular? What were they trying to manufacture?
Well, they know the drops are incredible. They solve everything pretty well in health levels. So they want to have it for their own. So they want to make their own version of it or make a better version. You know how humans are. They can't just accept it. They have to take it over. Right, so they tried to take it over and they fucked it up.
They tried to reverse engineer it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't know, you know, not many humans on the planet would understand this unless they're quite ascended. You can't do it without Ion's approval. And so that's why we say we are a new kind of scientist. We work with non-physical, which is the way we make our new technologies. So Ian says all those projections in science fiction or even the Bible of this wonderful world that's coming, it'll be a world that works with Ion. It's the only way it can happen. It won't be separate. It won't be off in the guff in a non-physical place you die into. It'll be part of our physical world. And that's what we've inaugurated. So that's why I say I'm going to be considered the greatest scientist or inventor ever happened because I triggered this fucking new situation.